Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti!
Capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Meignan with another magical save.
Mamma mia, Theo Hernandez! Coast to coast, nel numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a need to refocus Milan, a too little too late Milan. Gentlemen, before we get into this scoreline of Milan versus Lecce, I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jan, for rallying up the troops on Saturday at Chocharos. I know you did Presidente proud. Hopefully you expense those pitchers of beer, but thank you for holding down the fort on Saturday. Hope you had a good time. And speaking of good time, guys, for the first time this Wednesday, Milan Club Montreal, Inter Club Montreal will be live at Chocharos. Guys, wait until you see the new decorations at Chocharos. It'll be fantastic. It will be very, very fun for us to get together for the first ever time. Hope to see you all there. Without further ado, gentlemen, Milan Lecce. Steve, you're good over there. The soundboard is ready. Maybe you have some sort of some sound bits for us. But Steve, let me start with you, man. Take me through like the day, Saturday noon game. I don't want to get your feelings of what the starting lineup. The starting lineup is the starting lineup. We were talking about on group therapy that this is like even sports media said questa. We need to get back on track and just started in the worst possible ways, did it not?
Yeah, I don't think we could have started any worse. You would have thought that after what happened the last game, we would come out with a little bit more energy, a little bit more oomph. Again, I don't know if Milan was in the woodworks, but Lecce has been playing well. They are putting up some good results, so I don't think it was. But I think now for Milan, it's a psychological thing. I think that they're making mistakes. Kalulu making mistakes that he's not supposed to be making. Tomori making mistakes that he's not supposed to be making. And again, And in a nutshell, we're just not getting the scoring that we need. So when you let in goals and you're not getting the scoring, you're going to drop points. And the Roma thing really is something that is going to haunt us for quite a bit of time until they wake up and hopefully get a result on Wednesday to change the winds. But we need some help, guys, because the body language is not good all over the pitch.
Yeah, and how about, like, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, stats are stats, but we could have very well won this game. Do you think winning might have overshadowed them, like, you know, scoring two goals? Kalulu and Tomori, I don't remember last time I said this. I don't even think I've ever said it. Didn't look very good. Kalulu looked horrible. But was this a fair result, according to you? Take me through your thoughts of the game.
Well, we played like crap. To me, it's like a loss. I think that would have been probably deserved. It would have been a deserved loss. I'm not one to really criticize starting lineups, but considering we have no money to even buy a player, Brahim Diaz is not ours. So we have to pay to redeem this guy or waste time negotiating with Real Madrid. Why isn't CDK starting this game?
Because he hasn't shown
anything. We did the same, but this is a Milan thing. We did this with Huntelaar. We did it with Andre Silva. We do this repeatedly with guys that we buy from outside the league, as if we have to baby them into becoming something in Serie A, when other teams, they just play their guys. And I don't get playing Brahim Diaz that now I'm going to have to go negotiate down to 15. You know how much time that's going to take for a club like us? Play the guy that you paid all that money for. Let him play now. What are you telling me? He can't have a good performance against Lecce? Come on. So that is mind-boggling. And Kalulu, I think, like I said it before, he's a right back. He doesn't have the height to play center back. He got beat again. He jumped way too early. He looks like when I play FIFA online and like I see the ball coming and I'm jamming the buttons. The guy was jumping. The ball wasn't even practically off the guy's foot. Like, terrible defending. So I can't really blame Tata on the second one. But that first goal, I walked in late to the bar. I saw everybody's face.
No, like
Teo, what are you going to do? But Tata, again, pretend. Just do something. Like,
oh, but he was never going to get that.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
No, I know, but throw yourself.
He's going to throw himself for the camera because the ball was it was behind his net. There was no way he was getting that. Those are goals that are going to happen. It's just the way it happened, the way we gave away the ball so cheaply in our side of the pitch. That's what the disgusting part is. After that, it's just a calamity of errors. It's not even something that the striker wanted to do. I don't know what the striker wanted to do because he was facing towards our goal and he managed to hit Theo Hernandez. So I don't even think he was going to score if he doesn't hit Theo Hernandez. So,
you know, and you know, Kim asks us on Patreon, you know, hey, Jens, keep up the good work. I'm not the one that blames everyone, but based on our recent results, who is at fault and why is it happening? Very disappointing in the whole team. Everyone needs a wake-up call. Alex even tells us, tabarnak in French. The game was hard to watch. Despite our record not really being terrible, it feels like we're going into games with no strategy, tactics, and none of the players know what their jobs on the pitch is. Do you guys feel this is a player capability motivation or coaching preparedness issue that we're seeing? And even on Twitter, guys, Max Lombardi goes, what do you think we owe our dip in form, lack of quality and strength in net or Pioli's tactics? And I felt that these questions all came together. Like, you know, Kim saying, who is, because we know Milan Twitter loves to play the blame game. It's his fault. It's that guy's fault. You know, what say you to these questions, guys? Is it Pioli's tactics? Is it the mental game? Is there anybody to blame, Steve? What do you say to these questions asked?
Oh, there's obviously someone to blame, but it's everybody. This is the generation that we live in. We always want to blame one person or one party. This is a combination of everything, guys. It's a combination of, you know, the players playing a very long season, injuries, mistakes in tactics, the lack of us addressing the problems that we have. You know, I've seen it everywhere in the chats, on Twitter, on Instagram, people stopping me in the street. It's 4 years I've been saying we need a right wing, and I sit in Canada. There's more than a million other people who know that we need a right wing.
Messi was horrible, Steve. I know I'm always the consummate positive guy, but he was fucking horrible.
But that's what we're going to get, guys. That's what we're going to get from guys like that. You'll have a game where he's going to soften everything up, or a streak of games, 2-3 games. He's going to make everybody feel better. But in the end, non è da Milan, guys. That's the thing. And I agree with Jan 100%. I want to throw the young guys in there. And, you know, but we have to manage the expectations. We've thrown minimal people in there right away. I remember Pato right off the books. We weren't hesitant to throw him in there because of the things that he's done at the U20 and what he did in
Donnarumma.
Donnarumma didn't hesitate. One of the hardest positions. Mihailovic was able to have the balls to put in a goaler that young, you know, and he noticed how good he was. The only thing that I don't like about, and we did it with Leao too, and we did it with Tonali, where, you know, we all on this podcast had our things to say where, you know, they weren't showing the right type of maturity. But the Tonalis, the Leaos, their body language is so much different than CDK.
Yeah.
And I agree with what Saki said. And now, again, I don't know if they're taking bits and pieces of his conversation, but we talked about it the last time too. If you're going to walk on that pitch and you're going to look like you lost your dog, stay the fuck home. I don't want you on my pitch. Get out. But if you want to do, and if you want to be in a position like Jan said, show people that you're going to have a bit of fun. Show them that you're going to have a little bit of grinta, a little bit of, get pissed off, man. Get pissed off. Go into a hard tackle, not to injure guys. But I'm saying show the fans that you care. Back check. Do something. Do something that's going to show that you want to play. And then, you know what? You take Brahim Diaz's spot. Because it's not going to be hard to take Brahim Diaz's spot, guys. Because he's another one. You know, we've lacked at that trequartista role for a long, long time. A long time. And now we have someone, again, like Jan said, doesn't belong to us, belongs to Real Madrid. Do I want to get into this bidding shit? No, I don't want to. Because I don't think that Brahim Diaz is the answer going forward. He could score. He could, you know, he can come up big. Yes, we are Scudetto winners. But let's face it, guys. Let's be honest with ourselves. We can't sustain this much longer with people that are not part of this long-term project. And I don't think he's part of the
long-term. We pulled it off somehow, some way last year. But, guys, you can't make these miracle runs 2-3 years in a row with all these people injured. You know, speaking of the blame game, Jan, you know, Shane, very lively, always on the chat too, says Cardinale should be bought out the back and retired. He goes, the one big investment with CDK, which hasn't worked out yet, but surely the crippling lack of depth is visible for everyone to see. The response from Maldini saying we won't invest in this window is just proof that Redbird thinks we are way far ahead of where they expected us to be with the Serie A title win, and they won't invest big until the new stadium. He goes, also Forza Krunic. Is I don't think even Redbird is on paper yet. I don't know, like from last September. I don't know if they have anything to do with this kind of investment. I know that CDK's investment was part of Elliott, but
yeah,
do you put any of this blame game on management? You know, we spoke about Pioli, we spoke about the players, but how about management?
If your mom sends you to the grocery store with $5, what are you going to buy? What are you going to come home with? Steak?
You sound like Conte.
I know, but it's true. Like, you can. It's going to be in busted tweets. People are saying Maldini out, but what do you want the guy to do? It's like, I for those who don't watch hockey, the Ottawa Senators, the guy has no money. The guy wasn't spending any money. The GM, he did what he had to do. Sometimes they made the playoffs. Sometimes they didn't. Guys, you go into work, they don't give you the supplies. You're going to just furnish what you're going to furnish. I don't think management's at fault here, besides maybe... Yeah, now the reports come out. They missed out on some guys that had good World Cups for less than CDK. But, you know, it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback. So we'll see. CDK, it's still out there. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to blame management right now. Dip in form, it's a calamity of errors. It's everybody that was going really well and playing above their peak for a year and a half. Now it's crashing down. The luck that we were getting, and Presidente, he's lucky he didn't make busted tweets, but his tweet about last year at this time Milan had the same points. How does that mathematics work? Explain to me this when the rest of the league is playing better.
There was all Monopoly last year. Yeah.
But all it proved to me was that last year, with the same amount of points, we were in a position and looked better because teams around us were playing shittier. Everything was going our way.
Like Napoli, there was no Napoli. There wasn't Juventus on an.
They were there, but they weren't performing like they were performing this year. So, I think this is what the team is. If the other teams now start dropping points and we wake up, yeah, we can still win the title. But guys, we were never the top team in Italy. So top four is the goal. If we lose another game and drop another one, I'm going to start getting worried about top four personally, because mentally you can't be going this way. This is bad news over here, the way it's going. And this is, you know, Pioli's in charge. He's getting paid the money to fix this problem. But let's be honest, it's the players on the field. The guy doesn't have a remote there telling them, hey, look up, hey, do this. There's something wrong.
Maybe at Pastore 914 is a bit too far on this one, Steve. But he goes, good evening, guys. Watching the game, and suddenly I had the feeling of the banter era coming up. Did you guys feel the same? Or do you think that this is just a bump in the road and the future hopefully isn't those fucking banter
It's because of my jacket. That's why you say
love your show. Keep it up. Is it...
Stop with the banter era. These guys need to like relax and take it easy. I think they're too much high.
It's okay to be negative, but not to be on that far of negativity.
Look, of course, we're negative. Do we want to be this far off the pace again from Naples, who are playing very well? No. Do you want your management to come out and say they're not going to be investing in the very tough January transfer window? No. You know, that question before, I want to chime in. Do I blame them? I blame them a bit, though. I blame them a bit.
Everybody got a little bit to be blamed.
You needed to address certain positions where you knew you were going to pay the price. You didn't. You were gambling on Ibra coming back. It doesn't look like he's coming back. You have a 36-year-old who you knew was going to go very deep into the World Cup, and he did, and played more than he should have because Benzema was out. Now you're stuck. You're stuck with no replacement at the striker position. You don't have a right wing, and you don't have money in January to get yourself some reinforcements or upgrades to get you back into this title race. So, yeah, I do blame management a bit. The whole thing of ownership and stuff is like, guys, you know, I've been part of, you know, not company takeovers, but, you know, changing ownership. They have some sort of plan. And if the Cardinale group didn't understand European soccer, they need to have hired someone who understood European soccer, because there is a transfer window, and you need to use that transfer window, and you need to reserve funds for it. So saying that they don't have money, I understand, because of the fuck up that is Serie A, who doesn't produce any money for these clubs. But now you're the champions, and you're coming out with this negativity. If you're not going to spend, just don't say anything.
That's the best thing. Just shut up and don't say it.
You know what, guys? This one I found interesting. If we weren't going to sign that goalkeeper, Chris goes, if Gigi Buffon was available on a six-month loan to be our keeper until Magic Mind returns.
No,
that one I would have said. No, definitely not. It's just that. Are we even going to see this goalkeeper, guys? What's his name?
Valdez.
How much did we spend on him? Does anybody know how much we spent on him?
Comment section. Let us know. We have no idea how much money we spent on them. But guys, in the end, Steve, you said refocus needed. I said, you know, too little, too late. We do have the Supercoppa on Wednesday. We have on the following Tuesday. You have Lazio and Sassuolo coming up, right? You have Lazio and Sassuolo within 5 days. They need to show up because, guys, if this Milan shows up against Inter, I don't give a shit what anybody says about Inter, about how Juve hasn't been playing very good football. If this Milan shows up against any of those teams, we're losing. If this Milan would be showing against a Napoli, imagine, right? Thank you, Brandon. But Steve, Las Volta, is it this Wednesday? Do we need at least some sort of silverware? Because we do have to show up. We do have a couple of days off after that. Funny thing is, there are rumors that money was considered going for Buffon. Rumors. I like it. 400K? Okay, 400K. That's right up our alley, guys. Right up our alley. I was waiting for this one. It's been a hell of a week. Lab Grill, thank you for always giving us the comments on the YouTube machine. And thank you for your kind comments, too, on the Get to Know segment. Steve, if Milan does not come up with a good performance on Wednesday, is this going to reflect onto Serie A? What say you, man? We just need to come up and...
Again, it's repetition. the derby is the derby. And this is a derby that in the end you win some sort of silverware. So I think it's a good time for us to show that that we're still in it, that we're still have some teeth, and we're still trying to punch our way out of this thing. I think Wednesday is going to be a good indication of where we're heading, and then Lazio too is going to be a good challenge for this Milan, because they'll be well rested and we'll be playing midweek. So thank you to the schedule maker of Serie A. Fantastic stuff. But again, guys, the derby is the derby. It's a game in its own. You push everything before that away. You push everything ahead away. We're back in Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen, to all our Saudi Arabian friends who tune in. Thank you. Pass it on to all your other Saudi Arabian friends and subscribe and hurry up.
Husni says it may be at the game, so we need Husni to spread the love. Guys, on this note, before we move on to Serie A, Jan, I want to ask you, because even Alex mentioned it on Patreon, I completely forgot. With the semi-automatic offside technology being used in the midweek Supercoppa game in the Serie A starting at the end of January, how do you feel about this next evolution of technology in the game? Do you think this is a good thing? Because I always like to joke around that Serie A was one of the most controversial leagues refereeing-wise, right, before VAR. We implement VAR as one of the first leagues, and we're still one of the most controversial leagues where we're refereeing. How do you feel about the semi-automatic offside ruling? So, first time on Wednesday?
If it takes away more decision-making from Serie A officials, I'm all for it. So I think it's a good idea if the robot's going to tell them if it's offside or not. So Steve, I think that's why VAR doesn't work in our country, in Italy, is because it's Italian people looking at it, and they don't do these things very well over there. They do a lot of other good stuff well, but not that. So
I like that it's not like a human eye. Steve, I know, this. Do you think it's gonna, questo fuori gioco millimetrico, a nose was offside? Do you think, or are you with Jan going, hey, this is like goal line technology. It's in or it's out. It's technology.
I don't like the idea of implementing it now, because they need to fix the offside rule first. So now basically you're just making the wrong calls quicker.
Okay. Guys, we went through these questions. Might as well finish up with Fabio. We're going to go to Serie A after. Fabio says, and catch him on Wednesday, guys. He will be there live coast to coast on the channel after the Supercoppa. Hey, guys, and like Milan at the moment, MWP is putting in the work week in, week out for you. Finished another spectacular MWP episode. Check out Get to Know Vinny T. Just want to say, if Milan drops the Supercoppa to Inter, I will start to panic, and that will have completely lost our mojo. And if it doesn't get addressed in January, I'm going to lose my shit come this Wednesday night on coast to coast. All the best for Milan. Starting to panic. I like you're saying, it's a derby, Steve, right? It's I don't want to say it's not important. Yes, it's silverware. And just like people saying, well, it was only Coppa Italia versus... No. It was fucking a chance of silverware. Coppa Italia is Coppa Italia. Supercoppa is Supercoppa. And then on top of that, it is the derby. But would you start worrying? Would you start really pressing the panic button if we come out like really bad against Inter? It's hard to say, right?
It's very hard to say, guys. Again, they can come out fantastic. We could still come out losing, and we're still going to panic. So for me, I want to see a good derby game. I want to see them at least more focused than they were the past two games. I'm not going to say past two games. The last 10 minutes of the Roma game and the last game against Lecce, which, again, unfortunately, we carried over our form of Roma at Lecce. But again, did they? For some positives from the Lecce game is that we came back and we grabbed the point. There's a little bit of positive. They could have mailed it in. It would have been completely depressing. Still depressing that we dropped 2 points. But again, they came back. Right. So let's see what they bring in the derby. If they could win this, I think it boosts them for the Lazio game. But we need to find some reinforcements. Someone needs to come up with a plan to try to get some help now, get healthy, and get back Mike Mignon in nets. Because I think he's that calming presence. And there's nothing, again, people want to blame Tata Rusano, guys. Yeah, maybe some bad goals.
Some of them,
led in bad goals too. It's just that he is more athletic and much of a different style keeper, comfortable with the ball at his feet. He's almost like a third center back there. That I think it helps everybody and calms everybody. But That's something that I want to talk about, guys. There was a tweet 2 weeks ago. I really forgot who tweeted it. I'm not going to take credit for the tweet. It's not me. But he said, the player that played for Monza got stabbed and came back before Mike Maignan and his calf injury. It was the best tweet ever. The best tweet ever. Not because the guy got stabbed and he came back before Mike Maignan. But, guys, what's going on? This is scary because there's a question mark to when he's returning. And they're talking to different goalies. So I'm more worried about the situation of Mike Maignan than anything else right now till they answer me that question. What's wrong with Mike
Maignan? Do you think that they said they're not spending money in January to distract everybody from asking that question? Because that takes the headlines over what's happening with a guy's
it's his calf, right?
There's somebody's the calf. Yeah. So I've torn something in a calf. It's painful. I can only imagine if it's.
I think the problem was that it was injury last year. They said 4 or 5 weeks, and now it became two and a half.
It's another 40-50 days. We're saying no at the beginning of January.
I think they were saying that maybe by mid-February. It's like.
Anyways. We will not. The last that I read is it said we will not see Mike Maignan in the Champions League.
I know. I'm with you, Steve. We're not going to blame the goalie over here, but you're not going to win a title with Tata Rusano and Mirante.
No.
We won a title because of Tata Rusano last year. Don't you remember?
No, because Tata Rusano only played 2 months. That's the limit. That's his shelf life. That's what he could play. He can play a total of 2 months, 8 games. More than that, you're asking for miracles from the guy.
Thank you for clearing, Steve. Because there was many goals. Is the soundboard ready? Because you know, Serie A is boring. Looking at these kind of scores, guys, let's go for the first half here. And you know, Atalanta Salernitana. I just want to touch base, guys, because of the scoreline. Because if this game would have ended 2-1,
CFL scoreline right there,
8-2. Is this an embarrassment for Serie A? Is this Atalanta took no prisoners on this one here, and I didn't get a chance to. Yeah, you, Jan, you're like, yeah, good. Just keep on scoring.
We need us. There's bringing down the 18 teams in Serie A. These teams suck. Get them out of here. It's pathetic. This is the reason. Get them out.
How about you? How do you feel about 8-2 scoreline?
The soccer gods always come back and get you, Atalanta.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Oh, Steve, we'll do Malocchio. Yes, to do this. You think that's going to happen to them?
Roma, Fiorentina. I really believe, guys, because of Fiorentina's red card early in the game, because it seemed like it was, you know, and even Fiorentina kept on. Yes, Jan.
Could we stop talking about Vincenzo Italiano like he's an actual good option for any top team in Italy? This disgusting habit of saying Italiano ball and any mid level. That Fiorentina team should be a lot better than where they are. This guy's not a good coach. He's in over his head. Enough with this flowers you're throwing this guy that he's going to become the coach of the next Serie A top team. He stinks. Italiano ball. Stop saying it. Bothers me.
Steve, Roma, I know they're still, in sixth spot. We're going to take a look here that there was Roma at 34 points. But in the end, this was not a surprising one. Did you able to watch a little bit this one? They didn't win convincingly.
I was able to watch a little bit. I agree with Jan. I think that Fiorentina should be much higher up the table. Roma, they have Dybala and Tammy Abraham for once looking like a strike partnership. And again, they built off what happened against Milan after they came back to tie it. And, you know, the red card changes the game very much so. So 2-0 win, it's okay.
Spezia beating Torino today. Bologna with a rare win over Udinese. Empoli Sampdoria today. My bad. Let's talk about it, gentlemen. So I was at Cicciaro's the day before the game on Friday. And, you know, the old guys, 4-0, Juve, lo vedo, 4-1. Guys, you know what? I have a bad feeling it's going to be a 0-0 stalemate. And boy, was I wrong. And I had a customer that was a fan of Lens en France, Ligue 1. And I put it on the TV during the snowstorm, and he was watching. Mais ça se peut pas. C'est pas possible. Qu'est-ce qui arrive à la Juve? I'm like, Napoli's happening to Juve. Steve, just give me your thoughts on this one, man. It was, I wasn't expecting this.
This is a byproduct of Juve's shitty game, which you've been saying multiple times. Yes, you went on an 8-game run, winning 1-0 and having fun. Juve is just not a good team. They have too many, they have too many inconsistencies. That's the Juve portion of my analysis of this game, watching this game. I think they have zero ideas in the final third.
Did you believe they had a chance at 2-1, Steve, when Di Maria scored?
Did they have I thought it was going to be a game, but it quickly got out of hand. My credit goes to Naples because they didn't stop with the pressure. The pressure was continuous. They felt that both, you know, Danilo, Alexandro, and Bremner, the Brazilian back line, was nowhere to be found. It was like Swiss cheese. They couldn't guard anybody.
But and Bremner said in the newspapers, right? Did he not say, goes, Osimhen lo marco io?
Yeah, yeah. Bremner went to bed and all he saw was Osimhen and whatever his name is.
That sounds about right. About you, Jan, did you watch this with enjoyment? Were you surprised with this result?
Anytime Juventus eat 5 goals, it's a
when good was the last time, by the way? Do you guys know? People are mentioning
somewhere around the 19
The last time this happened was during Garibaldi or something like that, that someone from the south gave them 5 beatings like that. Yeah. So I don't know.
And someone, and I think it was Allegri who scored one of the goals, if I remember the tweet correctly.
Wow. Okay. But
happy for them. Good for them.
Napoli.
Look, my dad's a Napoli fan, so he was on cloud 9. So happy for them. They're having a great year, and it's good that Juventus came back to earth. Steve, you know Dom in our Fanta Calcio, and he was keeping all these receipts because all you guys said Juve is no good. I'm keeping the receipts.
Keep the receipts.
Ask them for the receipts. Where are your receipts, Dom? Keep them to
no more receipts. And it's just, it's unfortunate. It's just the Juve blinders, right? They're so used to dominating when the league sucks. And then once the teams get better in the league, they kind of disappear into like irrelevantness and terrible buys. But there's a message too for the Napoli fans though. You guys are really annoying. Like shut the fuck up and stay at the top of the league and you haven't won nothing yet. You're capable of botching this. You know that? Because you guys are lost.
That, Steve. Just let them celebrate. Let them celebrate.
It's the celebrate because when Milan was Milan wasn't even celebrating. They were just having a good time. Everybody came out of the woodworks. All the Napoli fans, this and that. Now, it's going to be your turn now. Shut up and play soccer. Continue
because the ball
play.
Is round, right? See,
because the season is long. There's another 18 games, my friend. And if you watch this one, you're going to hear it.
Cremonese 2 to Monza 3.
This is a glorified Serie B game next.
Yes. Lazio beating Sassuolo and Inter getting it done against Hellas Verona. This was I would call it a Juventus kind of game. They just got it done, guys. Inter did not look fantastic in this game, but in the end, like we repeat every single episode. Next year, nobody's going to say, well, that game day one, it wasn't, you know, really a good performance. It's 3 points. Jan, do you got any comments on Inter's
three-point run? No. I didn't watch that game. I didn't care to watch
it. About you, Steve? Francis, how's he doing, Francis? Game,
guys, teams like Hellas, Veronas, it's not for them. It really dampers the weekend. Like, you want to see a good game, especially at 2:45. Not really good by the schedule maker for Serie A. I think that we do ourselves a disservice, you know, and that's something that we're talking about in the chat, the way this league markets itself and how it puts their games. And take a page out of the NFL. The NFL spread out their playoff schedule perfectly this week. Perfectly. Everybody was able to watch every single game. Yes, they were less games. I understand.
You have a guy like me, Steve, that doesn't watch football at all. And I watched
the playoff game to Monday night, guys. Monday night, prime time. There's a playoff game. The Cowboys, like, that's marketing genius.
Guys, looking at the standings, right? So you got your Napoli at the 47, 9 points behind Milan. Juventus at 37, Inter 37. But look at that kind of, you know, from Roma to Milan. You have 4 points of difference, but as we were saying, there is 18 games left. But so far, quite exciting, guys. Let's finish off this Serie A segment. Any comments from you, Steve?
Again, I'm interested to see if Napoli could continue this run of form. The pressure is going to be on now. Now it's going to be a different type of soccer, especially with another half left. Everybody's going to be gunning for that first place team, you know. And again, I don't give up on Milan until we're mathematically out, because we were in a similar position last year. Yes, much more healthy and much more eager to go for that top spot. Again, let's for Milan, I would concentrate obviously on top four, but it would be nice to get back into the Scudetto race and make it more interesting and try to get that second star.
All right. Jan, how about you? It's going to be a fight till the end, you think?
I do think so as well. There's still a lot of games to play, but like I said, they need to get out of this little... their heads.
Might as well get his little.
Look, I don't care about the Supercoppa, but like it's a derby, right? So I winning the game is important to me. That little trophy they're going to walk around with, not so much, but like they got to win that game. And if not, put in a good performance, lose some penalty shots, do something, like show some life. Let's go. You're the champs, man. Come on, look down on your chest.
You guys do this Fanta Calcio very closely. I just want to say it to Justin, look at him, right? In fifth position. Good for him, fellow Milan Club Montreal. Who else do we have here? How about you guys? Are you anywhere close to these first couple of?
You meetings? Ask every week. It's not going to change, Vinny.
Terrible.
Stop
bro.
Asking.
I don't,
maybe you.
No. It's never going to change that much that we're going to be on that first page.
Never.
Shout out to Husni and Peter from Patreon. But guys, SerieAFantasy.com.
That's a good.
What's happening there?
Oh. Peter, the one of the teams. One of the,
he's
one
a job president. Everybody's got he's got his own fan club. Gentlemen, we took the questions from Patreon. We took the questions from Twitter. We like keeping this, you know, this new format, keep it under 50 minutes, straight down to the point. Before we get into Busted, just once again, this Wednesday, Milan Club Montreal, Inter Club Montreal for the first time ever for the Supercoppa at Chocharos. Guys, wait until you see the decorations on the table. It looks fantastic. It just screams Milan. Then we will, I'm not sure about the following Tuesday against Lazio, but for the Supercoppa, hope you guys see you all there. I know we didn't do one last week, Steve, but anything come to mind about, you know, maybe an indigestion or maybe a brioche of the week?
My indigestion is again, it's Serie A, guys. We need to have some sort of change in this league. You know, we talked about, which is a brioche and a indigestion. The guys from Philly, they got a nice little visit from Nesta. They were able to see him. Very happy for Dave and everybody. We had Brandon in here too, saying the same thing. That I'm happy for. But one of the things that followed was it was a typical unorganized Serie A event. You understand? So, like, what is this league doing for the teams? And then, you know, you have everybody complaining. Yeah, they don't want to spend. They don't want to spend. Guys, it's very easy to sit here and want to spend other people's money. But unfortunately, the world is not like that anymore. The Gallianis, the Berlusconi, the Moratti, the family. Even the Agnelli family, they can't do this anymore. It's not them anymore. It's not them pouring in their money for pride because it's their team. This team becomes, you know, it's part of, yes, the fans always. But in the end, the team is owned by accountants, guys. In the end, it's the green line. They have to make money. And if your league doesn't make money, stop crying on Twitter that Chelsea spent $400 million. Guys, they spent it because they have the money from the league to spend it. And that prize money is something that you could look up and your mouth will drop because it's more than the Champions League. So stop crying about who's going to spend what and enjoy soccer if you want to enjoy it. But stop crying because it's annoying on Twitter now. I don't even want to go on Twitter anymore. It's boring. It's always the same thing. Well, you need to spend $100 million on your Ukrainian kid. Okay. What do you want me to tell you? So what? He might be good. He might be bad. What do you want me to tell you?
And in the end,
Liverpool in ninth place, Chelsea in 10th place.
It's also amortized for over 8.5 years. Huh? Yeah, and a lot of it is add-on bonuses. Eh?
It's a cap-friendly contract. It's a smart
contract. If he doesn't perform, they don't pay $100 million. If he's getting paid $100 million, that means he's hitting all the bonuses.
Manchester City spent who knows how many billions, right, in the last 7-8 years. PSG did the same thing, and they still can't win the Champions League, guys. So, yes, I know.
Did you see that offside call?
On where?
Or lack thereof in the Manchester Derby.
No, I did not see that.
It's not only in Italy that there's weird ass calls.
No, really? Even in England.
Juventus has nothing to do with anything there. I don't know why they're getting involved in those games, but they're buying refs over there too.
Before we get into busted tweets, because I know there's going to be a lot of indigestion in the busted tweets, but I need to give my indigestion to Limoni and Zaghi a couple of weeks ago. These newspapers. La rimonta, ci crediamo la rimonta, la Juve per la rimonta. What is this rimonta? We're fucking 18 games in. They're talking about la rimonta when Milan is ahead of you. Limoni and Zaghi, noi ci crediamo la rimonta. But are we 3 games behind? Like, I hate this talk of rimonta. Then I hear him and said, I go, when did ever Pioli say, I believe in us surpassing in La Rimonta last year? And everybody, or no, at the bar. No, you said it. I'm like, I never heard Pioli say something like that, but I really hate these La Rimonta newspapers and coaches alike. That's my indigestion of the week. I don't know if you guys agree, but sometimes it's...
No, it reminded me of another indigestion of the week.
Go ahead.
If Milan, Inter, Roma, or any other team would have took 5 pettines from Napoli... The front page of Gazzetta dello Sport, Tutto Juve, would have been massacred. Massacred.
Sorry, La Rimonta is people that are going to make it back. So, you know, like they're talking about how they're going to make it back to the first place of Serie A. But yes, Steve, no. Imagine if
we would have got massacred. Massacred in the newspapers for days. Juve lasted maybe one front page.
No, it was more about the performance of Napoli instead of going...
Of course. We cannot talk that. We cannot talk that they played a bunch of pylons for 90 minutes and didn't do much after that.
Jan, I know you always like to finish us off always with a good laugh. And AJ, yes, we call him Limone Inzaghi. Where did Limone Inzaghi come from?
Because he's always crying after Lazio would lose a game.
So, for busted tweets... Guys, look at the timing that we have. I like these. I like this straight to the point, getting the questions in. Serie A, what do you have hiding behind door number one, Mr. Yan? So at Mr. KB, replying back to us and busted, which reasonable fan will ever think of sacking Pioli and not Maldini? Maldini has been our problem as much as the transfer market is concerned. He operates in the market as if he is not hungry for success. Is an experience is killing the team. Oh, it is an experience, Maldini, that's preventing us from... Yes, Jan. So talk to me about this tweet that you decided to put on from Mr. KB.
I don't know what he's going on about. Like, okay, this summer window wasn't the greatest Maldini masterclass, but if we compare all the signings that he's made, all the renewals that he's made, he's over 75% in my book on a positive. He won us a Scudetto.
With 10 men, Steve, you like to say?
How is he not operating? The guy is operating with a half budget, and he got success. I don't know. I consider a Scudetto successful. I don't know what Mr. K. Barron or Mrs. K. Barron is looking at, but this definition of busted is like...
Yeah. Maldini out. Hashtag Maldini out. Forgot.
Hashtag Maldini out.
There's no. But the thing is, this is unfortunately someone who's just looking at it through one type of magnifying glass. But I don't know if someone should inform Kay Barron that it's not only Maldini that makes the transfers. You know, there's Moncada and Massara that are
involved. No, it's him.
As well.
It's him.
Plus
he makes the money too.
The scout that they have, and it's a process, right? So it's not one person.
And let's not forget that Maldini got approached many times and never wanted to come on. And this time he decided to come on a couple of years ago because he believed. So thank you for this busted tweet. Door number two, we have at Pittore SZN. Giroud is useless up front. Doesn't even know how to hold up the ball. when you put that together with the facts that he also consistently missing easy chances.
Guys, I wish. Fucking does is hold the balls.
Yeah, but hold on. This is the one that I sent you, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This, guys, I ran out of space on my phone for the screenshots of the thread. Like, this is a reply to a tweet. So this is a busted Calcio replete tweet.
Thread. Giroud is useless in front. He doesn't even know how to hold up the ball. Okay, so
and he misses chances. Okay, look, against Lecce, not his best game. Granted, I'll give him that. But the rest of this tweet, I don't
know. If it wasn't for him before the World Cup,
if it wasn't for him last year, we wouldn't have won, guys. He scored some big goals last year, second half of the season.
Girato, Giroud.
He won his games, man. Girato, fuck. È tornato.
Liban saying that this is for him is the Lupo winner. Wait, wait, Liban. You never know. You never know.
Wait.
Number three. Just a reminder that Pirlo was sacked for much less and he was making a ninth of the money. So at NYC Juventus, this new player, Pirlo, that he got sacked for much less.
He got sacked because he was making a ninth of the money. How you don't understand how like economics work. Your team has no money. They're paying him $10 million a year. The other guy was making peanuts. Of course they're going to fire him. If Allegri was on Pirlo's contract, he'd already been fired. They can't afford to fire Max Allegri. And this guy is another one of these. I scout players from the basement over there in my mom's basement in NYC. Are you serious? Your answer's there. And also, Pirlo had fucking Cristiano Ronaldo. You're not supposed to lose with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, but look at the big chances created, Jan. 175 to 110. Huh? Look at that big chance.
Yeah, this is the other thing, guys. If you're going to come at me with Opta score stats of player ratings and stuff about why a player is better than another player, stay home. Go to bed. Delete Twitter. Go read a book. You missed out on life.
Steve, is this one entertaining for you? You're on mute.
It's Juveisms. It's Juventinitis. It's a disease. It's really bad.
And look at, if we're going to even look at his stats, 7.04 to 6.95. Guys, I think we found the great discrepancy between these two terrible managers.
It's all about the numbers, again. It's all about the numbers, right? This one, so far, not bad. Door number four. In 2011, Milan let 32-year-old Andrea Pirlo leave on a free transfer because they thought he was too old. Juventus picked him up, and he went on to win the Serie A Player of the Year for the next three seasons, which is still a record to this day. Just Pirlo things at IFTV. So why did you nominate this one for Busted?
It was submitted, and it's because they picked up a story from a tabloid, and this is not the true story of what happened. And they decided to point it out. And this is like, again, I found all the other ones that they found it from. They're just, why are you going with fake news to go and get some likes? Just Pirlo things. If you want to talk about Andrea Pirlo, you can talk about a lot of good things he did at Juventus without mentioning lies. It's not they let him go because he was too old. He didn't want to sign the contract. He wanted to go do other things. Guys, come on, get it over here.
I understood that we didn't want to offer him what he wanted, because we did win a Scudetto with him being out like 4 months out of that year. Did we fuck up? We fucked up, but he could have went anywhere and he decided to go at Juve. But why rehashing this story after? So you're saying that it took this from a fake news kind of
topic? Fake news type of, exactly, word for word, pretty much. The only thing that they changed was just Pirlo things they put, and the other tabloid had a different ending.
Just Pirlo things.
I forget what it was.
Steve, any comments on this?
I don't get this.
I don't know why these things keep on coming up. It's again, no one's going to really know the story, the true story, besides Pirlo, Galliani, and Pirlo's agent. So for me, it was a no-brainer. I don't think they should have let him go. I've always said that. And I will continue to say that. They shouldn't have let him go. Again, if he wanted to do other things, they should have been able to be smart enough to work a way to get him out of here, get him out of the league, send him to Real Madrid, where he really wanted to go before he won another Champions League, and not make him go to Juventus. But going to Juventus was the ultimate fail on Milan's part.
Door number five.
This is the winner, guys. I knew this was going to be here.
This is the winner.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Torino is promoting that Kevin Spacey is watching the game. Kevin Spacey, that
do you know why he was in Europe, Vince? Do you know why he was in Europe recently?
Being canceled again?
Because he had to go to plead not guilty on a trial that he's going to be facing in London on 7 more counts of sexual misconduct with... Yeah, I hope he's not visiting the youth team. That's all we're going to say here.
And they even presented him with a jersey.
26 Spacey. 26 is his birth date. But ironically, when his first accusations came out from that 14-year-old that was ever since settled, he was 26 years old when that happened too. So bad choice of numbers, but it's also his birth date. It's his birth date. Yeah. But like, this is why this league doesn't get it. Now, the guy, he's facing trial. He might not be guilty, whatever the case may be. I mean, there's a lot of accusations. Usually when there's a lot, there's something. But he hasn't been found guilty yet. Still, the thing is, it's like optically, like just let the guy in your stadium. That's fine. You want to say hi to him. That's okay, I guess. But to make a post like this, do you not see how this...
But it goes back to what Steve was saying. Here we are.
They don't get it. They
concentrating
don't get it.
On piracy. Not talking about racism. Let's talk about piracy and let's promote guys like Kevin Spacey. I'm curious to see how many likes this thing got. But Steve,
it's not even the likes. It's one. It's Serie A not having a handle on what's going on in the world. And again, this is not the Serie A Twitter. This is Torino's Twitter. So Torino needs to get first of all. Its handle on there.
But
once Serie A sees this, because I'm pretty sure Serie A follows all its clubs, if there's not someone who's monitoring what's going on with all the Serie A clubs on social media, we have a bigger problem than I thought. So this here is not, again, like Jan said, is he guilty? No. But what good did this do besides just getting mocked by people? And we're normal people. We're talking about it like normal people.
Yeah,
and we're just discussing that it's something that should not have happened just because of the place that Kevin Spacey's in right now, right? It's just he's not in a good spot in terms of what we're going to do. And Torino's not in the business of giving second chances right now. They're a struggling franchise in a struggling league. This is the busted part of me. This is automatic winner, could be Lupo winner of the year for 2023, guys.
It's going in that category. Do I even see? Do you? You don't have anything else? Because no, guys, I'm sorry. Do I even have to go to the other ones?
He's Berlusconi light. This owner. He even owns media. He's a media mogul. Besides owning Torino.
Doesn't he own Gazette to this guy? No, he owns
Corriere
dello Sport.
Something like that. But like, that means they don't have, look, they clearly don't have a real person working as a social media person right now.
This is the English.
Because anyone you hire to run your account is going to know, guys, okay, picture,
this
you
want
to
have in the office.
Not a good idea right now. We're just going to put it on the back burner. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks.
This might be a good picture for, you know, Cairo's personal collection of people that visited Torino. That's about
I thought, I don't know for anyone that follows MLS, but we have a team here called the Montreal Impact, CF Montreal. They're terrible. They're terrible. And I don't even think they would be this stupid as putting something like this on their social media. And they're one of the worst professional franchises with social media. So this is really bad. It's sad. And this is the league we love. And this is, guys, take away that airplane crash. This team, Torino, should have been one of the legendary clubs of all of Italy.
Yes.
Take away that airplane crash that took Italy out of the World Cup and everything. That team was incredible. Yeah. It's a good thing that happened, because imagine this was the face of Serie A
in
an alternate timeline. This is the Juventus of Serie A. They're posting this.
Let me finish this one off, guys. Can you name me? I'm trying to think. Name me one other team, not just Italy, anywhere, right? The five major leagues. Name me one other team that will be able to post something like this.
Hard question.
I'm just saying, like, I can't picture even.
I know the New York Rangers owner, Jim Dolan, he's done some stupid things. Like, the guy with the Knicks there, that he owns the Knicks, he's done some dumb stuff. But that's like, been incidents. That was like interviews, not like a post that's there for like, this is just like, I don't get it. Bad taste, man. Bad taste.
Winner. Definitely winner. Definitely the week winner. Here. Not even a discussion. Gentlemen, look at us 2 weeks in a row, keeping it, it says, straight to the point, no fluff. Milan Weekly Podcast. This Wednesday, guys, don't forget Gio and Fabio. They go on at 9:30 p.m. We will have the results, obviously the discussion from the results of the Supercoppa. We shall see each other. Montreal, please come. I do not want to be outnumbered by the by Interistis, a snake all over the place.
You know you're going to be outnumbered because they're all jobless. That's why they're going to be there watching the game. They're Interisti. It's like that.
All right, so I'll hold on the fort for everybody. Any closing words? Let's go get these.
Closing words. The big winner of tonight's contest, secret contest. How many times is Vinny going to mention that we're keeping the podcast light and no fillers is Mario Tanura with 17 times. Over under 17 times. Mario Tanura is the winner.
He went
to Mario, I will be delivering your prize tomorrow, which is a coffee from Chochayo.
But he went with under, no?
No. He went over, and you went over.
No, I did not say that. I did not say it 17 times. I said it like 4 times.
Put the timestamps for each one.
I don't even need to do timestamps anymore. It's under an hour, so we're good to go. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We will see each other next week. Guys, don't forget, like, subscribe. And even in our comments, you do have our partners, Dairy Queen. Go ask for your 10% discount. And for Manmade, click on that link and they will spring some Milan love to your boxers. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan.
Ciao, guys.
Italia!